USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Wednesday blamed the late Senator John McCain for pushing the United States into endless wars. The president also says,
John McCain received a fake and phony dossier. And what did he do? Didn't call me. He turned it over to the FBI hoping to put me in jeopardy. And that's not the nicest thing to do.
Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin are still under states of emergency after all the flooding took place in each of those states. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts on what you can do to help people out in need.
Well, the Red Cross has been great. They've been the ones setting up most of the shelters that we have across our state and serving thousands of meals to take care of the folks. We still have, I think, about 475 people in shelters, and so they've been taking care of them. So a donation to the Red Cross, a monetary donation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors. And it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
The FDA is approving a breakthrough drug specifically meant to treat postpartum depression. The first of its kind drug is an intravenous infusion that can only be administered by a healthcare provider. The treatment is administered as a 60-hour IV drip and will probably be priced around $20,000 to $35,000 per treatment. Americans weigh in on the Robert Mueller probe. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As the special counsel investigation into President Trump's campaign winds down, a new poll finds most Americans are at least moderately confident that Robert Mueller's probe has been fair and impartial. The Associated Press poll finds most Americans do have some concern that Trump's campaign had improper connections to Russia, though fewer than half say the president has done anything illegal in his ties with Russia. Overall, about 6 in 10 Americans have at least some confidence in the fairness of the investigation. 33% say they're very confident.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
There's a push among some Democrats to get rid of the Electoral College. Now, a lot of this stems from Hillary Clinton losing to President Donald Trump, then candidate Trump, back in 2016. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by around 3 million votes, but lost in the Electoral College to President Trump. Tara Ross is a constitutional scholar and attorney. She says the Electoral College was put into place by our founders years ago to save from mob rule.
There are so many memorable quotes of small state delegates sitting on the floor of the Constitutional Convention, thundering at the large state delegates next to them, "We do not trust you. If we give you the power, the abuse of it could not be checked, and you would exercise it to our destruction." Mm-hmm. The small states were very scared. And so, of course, we ended up with this compromise, a constitution that blends many kinds of principles together so that we can balance power between the large and the small states.
Ross also says it's not just about slavery.
You hear today that it's just about slavery and the southern slave-owning states wanted to have an electoral college. Nothing could be further from the truth. If you look at the discussions, it was large versus small. Some of the large were northern states, some of the large were southern states, and vice versa. It was about the size of the states. It was not about slavery at all. It was about, let's have a presidential candidate who addresses the needs of the whole country.
Ross was speaking there on Fox News. Another thing regarding voting, we're hearing Democrats pushing for the lowering of the voting age to 16 years of age. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.